ABC Radio Australia.
Fiji's government's launching legal action against a Chinese developer for alleged environmental damage caused by resort construction on one of the country's popular tourist islands. The Ministry of Waterways and Environment says it's working with the Director of Public Prosecutions to pursue prosecution of the company Freesole Real Estate Development. Now, this news follows a New Zealand media report that came out yesterday that had reported that both local villagers and environmentalists in Fiji have been alleging that the company has dumped waste and ripped out part of a reef without legal approvals as part of its construction of the resort on Malolo Island. Now, the Fiji government's also accusing the company. It says it's violated the strict terms of the resort's development, which had been allowed only for land-based construction, and they'd required it to drastically reduce the total number of accommodation units that it was proposing from 351 down to 102. The Fiji Environment Department says it's consulted with the Fiji Hotel Tourism Association over this proposed development, and the head of that association is Dixon Sito. I spoke with him just a short time ago.
This matter was brought to our attention by our members on Malolo itself. And as a result, we have been liaising with both the Ministry of the Environment and also the Ministry of Tourism. And from the reports we had, it was felt that the development was not in line with what we would expect. A development in Fiji would be like, taking into account the need to keep our environment pristine, and because that's what the base of tourism is all about. So yeah, we have been liaising with both ministries, especially, and we've had discussions and meetings with the Ministry of Environment on this matter. I mean, let me make one thing clear that, we are not against development at all. We welcome tourism development, but we do not want development at any cost. It has to be, along the lines of keeping Fiji clean and pristine and in a manner that, our tourists would enjoy coming to Fiji for the holidays. And as a result, the government has rules and regulations, and I think the environmental impact assessment reports need to be followed.
This statement that's come from the Fiji government comes at an interesting time because just yesterday, media in New Zealand had actually broken a story with reports and allegations from both local villagers on the island and also environmentalists raising their concerns. This statement from the government, it does refer back to the fact that this has been ongoing, they've been aware of the issue for some time. But why do you think it's been quiet? And there is still concern and criticism coming out now that it hasn't acted swiftly enough?
I think that the government had actually put two stop work orders in place, and it's in a remote area of Fiji. It's in the Mamanuthu groups, which is some islands off Nandi. But I think the ministry was monitoring the situation. At one stage, they even had a policeman stationed to make sure that whatever the order was complied with. We will now let the law take its course and we await the outcome. But we're happy to see that government has taken action.
Do you believe this is an isolated case? I mean, obviously these are still allegations at this stage, but what is alleged is quite significant. And obviously development, as you say, is important to Fiji, but important that it's done the right way. Do you think everyone, all these foreign investors that are coming in, are abiding by the rules otherwise?
I think by and large, most of the investors or resort and hotel developers comply with rules. I would probably think that this is an isolated case. We have, various organs of government looking after things like this, and we have members all over Fiji. And things like cases like this, where there's breach of regulations and what we think is wrong, is normally reported back to the Hotel and Tourism Association, and we, in turn, take it up with the relevant authorities and with government. And I have to say that in the past, there have been very supportive of things like that, because it's a base of a very important industry that is 40% of our GDP, and we can't let that suffer in any way. So I think this is perhaps a very isolated case.